think I sent it the day of the meeting. I sent it on the 4th. The trouble with the Adobe Connect thing is that Excel documents don't translate real well up to Adobe because they do them one page at a time. So it's probably going to be handy for folks to have the whole document there. And I think the plan for the day is to...
Well, I guess we better, would you like the recording
better stop. Sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself.
No problem. Saba, would you be so kind as to start the recording? Let me know as soon as it started. Thank you.
I just started the recording. Please go ahead.
Oh, wonderful. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. On today's RAP implementation call on Monday, the 11th of October, we have Mike O'Connor, Greg Aaron, Lisa Rosaya, Barry Cobb, Kathy Kleiman, Joy White, Elisa Cooper, Faisal Shah. From staff, we have Marika Konings, Margie Milam, Glenda Saint-Géry and myself, Gisela Gruber-White, and we have apologies noted from Fred Fellman and James Bladle. Could I please also just remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes? Thank you. Over to you, Mikey and Greg.
Thanks, Gisela, and welcome all. The agenda is pretty straightforward. It's going to be to continue working on our matrices. But before we do that, does anybody have any updates to their statement of interest or their declaration of interest that we need to hear about? Okay, I don't hear any of those. And I did want to mention that the working group has a new member, James Bladle from GoDaddy. And that's a good thing because it rounds out our reputation, our representation, and so now we have a registrar in the group, which is something that Greg and I were pretty interested in getting. So thanks, I think, to Greg for reaching out to James to get.
He reached out to me, but James was also a member of the original RAP, so he has all the history of the group.
Yeah. And James is probably going to be a little light on participation for these first few calls because he's on the, let's see, what's it called? The accountability something review team. I'm missing a word. Anyway, he's in Boston today and has a lot of duties there because he's the backup person for another person on that review team. So he's going to be monitoring the MP3s and participating on the list for the first couple of calls, but then he'll join us in person. Okay, so where we left off, if you look either in Adobe Connect or on the file that's got Mikey's notes at the end of it, is that we're going to talk about the dependency between the cyber squatting initiative and the WHOIS initiative, which is our item 5. And unfortunately, Mary's not going to be able to make the call today, but she sent us a note just before the call to the list. And I think I'll just read it into the record. On WHOIS, Mary's concern is simply that any recommendation we make track whatever the GNSO is pursuing. For example, the status of the council votes on which WHOIS studies to launch this fiscal year and what ought to be deferred. And I meant to write her a note back to get some clarification. I'm not sure, but I kind of read into that that Mary's concern is that we get too many big initiatives stacked up in the GNSO queue at once, but I'm sort of open to other interpretations there. Anybody else got a sense that's different than mine? Marika and then Greg. Marika, why don't you go first?
Kathy, I'm not online, so Kathy did things.
Oh, okay, and Kathy.
This is Marika. Just a question of clarification. When was that email sent? Because I don't recall seeing it. So I'm just wondering if it went to the mailing list or whether I just missed it.
I think it did go to the list, but it was sent. Let's see, when did I get it? I got it about an hour and a half ago.
This is Greg. I don't recall seeing it.
Yeah, I didn't get it either. So, Mikey, can you just check if it was sent to the mailing list or whether you were copied? Because I recall an email before that actually didn't make it to the mailing list. So maybe we just need to verify that Mary has it. Sometimes if you send it from another email address that is not the one that's registered, it doesn't get through to the mailing list. And maybe she copied you. She did.
She copied me, and I just resent it to the list. So.
And I'll check with Glenn to make sure that, you know, there's no issue on our side on the mailing list.
Yeah, the address looks okay, but I sent it again, and maybe she sent it, as you say, from a different email address than normal.
Well, we'll just check to make sure.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it should hit the list in a minute. Greg, was that your point as well?
Okay, I just got your forward of Mary's note, and she says, on who is my concern is that any recommendation we make track whatever the GNSO is pursuing, e.g. the status of council votes on which who is studies to launch this fiscal year and what ought to be deferred. Okay, so to me that doesn't have anything to do with the dependency of UDRP thing.
Yeah, that's sort of where I was headed. I wanted to see if anybody else disagreed with that. I think that our charter is to put our projects in sequence, and then it's the council's charter to balance the workload between
yes,
our recommendations.
I think it's the council's job to decide what their load is. So
yeah.
I would say in that dependency slot, I don't know if we have any at this point.
Well, that's also where I was headed, but I wanted to sort of have a clarifying conversation to make sure I understood Mary's point first, and then if we arrive at that, I'd certainly be fine with that. Kathy?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yep.
I don't think it's pure quantitative that Mary's concerned about. I think she's concerned about a qualitative issue, and I bring the same concern in. Looking forward for clarification, which is that the council is working on a number of who is issues, and I think there's a concern that whatever issues this group may put forward may contradict or lead or not be in sync with the who is studies, fact finding, and policy development going on other who is issues. So issues conflict on the same issue.
I think that's a different. What Mary was raising was not, I don't think, I don't. It may be that that's what she's raising, in which case I think we still dispose of this the same way. What we're talking about now is the dependency between the UDRP recommendation that we made as the RAP and the who is studies. So we do have a who is recommendation in recommendation 5, and I could see that dependency for our who is study for sure, because our who is suggestion may or may not mesh with the other who is studies that are already in the pile for the council. But what Mary raised was a possibility of a dependency between our who is study and our UDRP study.
This is Greg, that seems a little tenuous to me, and so many things depend on who is accuracy and so on, that and also the who is questions have been going on for what, 9-10 years now. I mean, they could be used to block any activity almost if we say everything's dependent upon them. I'm just not seeing the connection.
So, Kathy, back to your point, do you see a connection between our who is study number 5 and our UDRP PDP, which is our recommendation number 1? Or do you think that...
Mikey, I don't know. I've never wrestled. I don't know. But I do know very well the studies that the council is considering funding, the 4 studies. And so to the extent that bringing that information before this group would be helpful, let me know. I don't know to what extent that, you know, the four studies have crossed over into this group.
Yeah, I think that tentatively what I'm going to do is go with sort of Greg's view, unless we get any other comments, that says when we get to considering our own WHOIS study, I could certainly understand a dependency between our study and the other WHOIS studies, but I'm not sure I get the link between the WHOIS study and the UDRP study, except as a resource issue. And that, I agree with Greg on that too, which is balancing the resource issues is outside of our brief. We're really just supposed to put the recommendations from the RAP study into a sequence, and then the council gets to go figure out how to balance the workload. So I'm inclined to drop this particular dependency, at least off of this chart, and then circle back to Mary. I may try and call Mary during the week and just follow up with her and make sure that we didn't misinterpret what she said. Because I'm with Greg. I'm not sure I see the connection between our WHOIS study and the EDRP study, except as a resource balancing. Is that okay with folks? Joey, go ahead.
This is Joey. So I think, I mean, the only link that I can see between the UDRP and the WHOIS is when you're looking at the effectiveness of the WHOIS, I mean, that is very dependent on, the effectiveness of the UDRP, it's very dependent on what information you can get through the WHOIS information. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So that's the
independent that's true.
That I see.
But I think that, you know, I still don't see that as, I think Greg made a good parenthetical note there where if we make things dependent on WHOIS, we basically stop them.
Right.
Because WHOIS is a pretty long-standing deadlock within ICANN, and I think if we put WHOIS on the critical path for any effort, we'll essentially defer the effort forever. And I'm really adverse to that idea. I think that the UDRP study crew could work around that and still get an awful lot of work.
I think that's true. I think that it might be worth making a note in our report or our recommendation that these two may have some, you know, just flagging that as an issue, that they may have some interdependency.
Yeah. Let me just try that note.
I think such a dependency might have also been noted in the RAP's report. But we're 15 minutes in, and we've only dealt with one cell in the spreadsheet.
So
I would like to move forward, if possible.
Yeah, okay. So I'm going to just note Mary's proposed dependency, and I'll follow up with her this week. Okay, moving on then. Unless there's any other comments about this particular point, then we're on to the third row, or our third.
Wait, Mikey, this is Greg. I have one question about row number one.
Oh, okay.
Which is next steps. It says, request a drafting team to develop a roadmap. So do we need to be clearer about what that roadmap is? It's a roadmap for issues reports and PDPs, right?
Yes, that's a good clarification. I'll stick that in as a friendly amendment for issues reports and PDPs. And I think what we'll do is we'll rock right along, and then if people have an issue, don't be shy about jumping in. But Greg is right on the button when he says that we've we haven't gotten off to a brisk start, and we do have a fair distance to travel. So I'd like to kind of keep it at this pace, and if anybody's got an issue with that, throw your hand up, and I'll keep an eye out. Lisa, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted – I know Faisal made the point last call, but I just wanted to get on record that I think that from a timing perspective, and I understand we have the UDRP drafting team proposed as the next step, but I think that before any substantive overhaul happens or of the UDRP, that it would be helpful to see what the RPMs do in the GTLD space.
Let me just add some notes. Now, didn't we debate that in the working group? Don't we have language about that in the...
We did, and we identified it. The group, what the RAP did was... there was a proposal to impose the RPMs on the existing TLDs, and that was voted down.
Yeah.
And the group said we should look at the UDRP because that is the mechanism that is known and in use and will continue, and a mechanism that will continue to be in use for both existing and new TLDs. So there was a lot of debate about it, and that's the way it ended up.
Okay. So
this is Faisal. I think there was a significant, Mike, there was a significant number of people on the REP that was in favor of applying the RPMs to immediately to the current extensions, right? So there was significant support in favor of it. I mean, obviously, it ended up so that we were pushing the unanimous consent on the UDRP, but it wasn't insignificant in terms of support for the RPMs.
Actually, yeah. I need to make a factual clarification there. This is Greg. You'll see down in row 11 that's documented. It's actually a split opinion, not a majority, in favor of imposing the RPMs.
Well, I don't know why that contradicts what I said, but okay.
Well, and the thing I don't want to do, again, is open up the whole RAP. I mean, again, all we're trying to do here is put these in sequence. And so I'm okay with some notes, but I really don't want to replay the bidding on the whole discussion that we had over the course of that working group. So I'm going to be cautious on that one. Again. okay. Greg, is your hand up new or is it left over?
No. I'll take that down.
Okay. I'd like to push us on to item 3, the recommendation that the GNSO refer the fake renewal issue to contract compliance. And we had just a little bit of disagreement. If you go back in the details of expected scope, most of us thought it was narrow. Most of us thought it was low resource requirements. Most of us thought that there was no dependency. For those of you who disagreed with those, what I tried to do was sort of summarize the main view. So if that summary does not, you know, if you would like to try to persuade us otherwise, this is the time to do it. Otherwise, I think what we'll do is we'll remove the question marks from that. This is a classic case of, hopefully, if we all agree on this, that of the low-hanging fruit that we were looking for. Where, you know, it's low effort, narrow scope, just go ahead and do it, get a few things out the door in a hurry. So I sort of blathered on there for a while to give people a chance to check back to their own version of the spreadsheet and just see how strongly you feel, but I'm not seeing anybody jumping in. So I think I'll go ahead and erase the question marks on those. So we'll call that narrow, low, no dependency, and sending a letter is our next step, or at least the council sends a letter. Row four, I think what happened with row four is that we were all over the map. And so rather than try and summarize, I just said, we're going to have to talk about this one. So let me just look for, I want to pick off some easy ones before we get back into a complicated one. I'm just wondering if we run down to Greg, where's the line that you sort of drew in your reply and said the rest of these we don't need to deal with at all? Does it include 13?
Well, I'm sorry, which one are we on, number 4?
Well, I was going to skip forward to 13 because it looked like we were pretty close to...
Okay, I was going to touch on 4 because it depends upon 3.
If that's
okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, on row 4, dependencies, it is the compliance answer to number 3, period.
Yeah, well, the reason I put a question mark is because not everybody said that. I just want to confirm that with the group.
But that's what the working group decided.
Ah, okay.
It said the following recommendation is conditional. So I think that was actually pretty clear.
We can remove that question mark. Okay.
Yeah. As far as complexity and so forth, that's a good question. Did people rank those?
Yeah, they did. Let's all take a look. If you've got the spreadsheet open, take a look at the complexity row, which is the same row. And what we've got is your reply, Greg, was that it's high. Mine was medium. There were a lot of lows from Joey, Faisal, Lisa, Barry, Eliza, and Mary. So we've got just a conversation to have about complexity, which is how complex we really think this.
Right. If this one comes about, it would be a PDP, which is what the RFP said.
Yeah.
Which is why I put it down as high, because any PDP is going to require a certain amount of complexity and work.
Ah, okay. And what
I
agreed with
it
you.
As a, I mean, I could rank it as a medium, but it...
Yeah, that's why I made it a medium, is because I thought it was a PDP, so it couldn't be low, but I didn't think it was as big and bad as some of our other ones.
Yeah, I mean, I think any PDP is a significant undertaking, especially compared to the other things we have in our spreadsheet.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's right. So what do the rest of you think about a medium on that one? Marika's got her hand up. Go ahead, Marika.
Yeah, this is Marika. I think from a staff perspective, I completely agree with what Greg was saying, that a PDP, you know, per definition is medium or high. I still have to see a PDP that is low in complexity. I don't think such PDP exists.
So how's about medium as our going in position on this one?
Yes, in the interest of Marika's sanity and self-preservation, let's...
Any of you low people, I'm getting agreement from Lisa on this one. Anybody opposed to the medium moniker for this one? Okay, let's make this one medium. And I agree, we do need to preserve Marika's sanity because the wheels would come off if we put Marika over the edge. Let's talk about the scope one, same thing. take a look at the thing there. Most of us said it was narrow. Greg had it at medium. Greg?
I said it was medium because it's a complaint about a practice that affects registrants. Mm-hmm. So the registrants are involved, registrars are involved. As we mentioned in the group, resellers sometimes are in the mix.
Yeah.
So anything that involves registrants and the, you know, that kind of broad group, I was thinking might be medium.
I can be persuaded by that. Anybody feel strongly if we made that medium? I hadn't thought about the registrants angle. That's a really good point.
Yeah, they're the target of this kind of activity.
Yeah, yeah, and it's pretty all over the place. So it's good, you know, it's going to be tricky to gather good data, et cetera, et cetera. So I could bump that up to medium. I'm going to go with that unless I hear howls of anguish. Okay, then on resources required, we have Greg in the high, me in the medium, along with Joey, and Faisal, Lisa, Barry, Eliza, and Fred in the low. Mary Wong, high for PDP. I could certainly go with a medium. I don't think it's as bad as some of the others. Greg, where are you at?
Medium's fine with me.
Okay. I mean, what's emerging here is that if this kind of continues, we have sort of a candidate that this may be a hard PDP to sell because it's a lot of work, but not a lot of payback, and so. That's an interesting trend. I think we can remove the question mark from the PDP, but let me just check.
Yeah, it would definitely be a PDP. We know the dependency is the question above, and I guess to start the PDP, the next step would be the issues report, which is in that last cell. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. Marika, on this one, do you feel any need for a pre-issues report, sort of drafting group kind of work, or do you think this one's appropriately kicking off with an issues report?
This is Marika. I think that partly depends on the feedback from compliance. I think it's probably, you know, too early at this stage to be able to determine, you know, what is required. So maybe indeed just leave it as a request issues report, because I think we've built in here anyway that it's dependent on the responses received by compliance. So I presume at that time the council would discuss in further detail what is required as a next step.
Yeah, okay. All right, good. Well, we've knocked off those two rows. Cool. Let's keep going. The next one is 5. GNSO should determine what additional research processes may be needed to ensure that WHOIS data is accessible in an appropriately reliable, enforceable, and consistent fashion. The GNSO Council should consider how much might be relayed to other WHOIS efforts, such as the upcoming review of WHOIS policy and implementation required by ICANN's new affirmation of commitments. So we've actually got the dependency between WHOIS efforts built into our recommendation. That's part of the reason I want to clarify this with Mary. And we had guessable but not quite consensus views on a lot of this stuff. So let me just run us through the first one on complexity. We had mostly medium with Barry coming in at high, and everybody else put it at medium. Barry, are you okay if we drop down to medium on this one, or do you want to?
Yeah, I'm fine with that, Mikey.
Okay. All right, so that takes care of that column.
Mikey, next. This is Greg. I think the rankings may depend upon what the next step in dependencies are. And I think maybe we should
You want to go there
out.
First?
Yeah, and I'm wondering how many options we might have. One of the things I had suggested is that this is about accessibility of the data. In other words, can you actually get to the data? Can you actually look at it? And the issue that the RAP identified was often you can't because registrars aren't making it accessible or they don't have obligations in place to do so. And there are also some unanswered questions like should it be should you be displaying the same thing on your web who is versus your port 43 who is. It comes down to what are the registrars doing or what should they be required to do, which is why I then said, well, it sounds like a question for the RAA group. They're discussing the registrar contracts. So I said, if you refer it to that drafting team, that might be a place it could go. And that's already in place, and that group's already set up to discuss registrar obligations. So if it was a referral to that group, it's actually very low cost.
Yeah.
Because they're set up.
Everything drops to zero.
Yeah, the council just says you need to look at this issue, and you need to pay close attention to it.
Yeah,
then it's their
letter,
Kenneth. Now, one question is, are there other options?
Yeah,
that's one thing we could suggest, but is there anything else we should suggest that's different?
If we look at the if we look at the nature, we sort of get a hint, because what you say in there, Greg, is that a drafting team is really all that's required, because all we would need to do if we referred it to the RAA would be to write a note, basically.
Mike, can I just intersect here?
Yeah, go ahead, Marika.
Just to point out that the RAA drafting team, they're about to submit their final report, so it's probably too late to, you know, push that on to that group, as, you know, they're basically done with their work and ready to submit that to the council for their consideration.
Oh, they're done? Oh, well, all right, that changes things.
Yeah, it certainly does. Dang, I was liking where that was going, too, because that would have been fast and easy and another piece of low-hanging fruit.
So, Marika, in the process, what happens next? They send a report, and then what happens?
So the report outlines a number of priority issues that they would like to see addressed in the RAA, and it puts forward as well a number of medium priorities and low priorities. In addition, it has proposed a process way forward on how to conduct the negotiation. So, I mean, Margie is actually leading that group, so she's the expert on that. But as I understand, this now goes to the council for consideration on how to move forward with that and next steps.
Margie, you've got your hand up. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to confirm what Marika said. They've essentially are putting the final touches on the final report and don't have any other work to do. It's really going to be in the hands of the council to decide what to do and how to take the recommendations to the next step to negotiate or, you know, come up with a new form agreement. So So the drafting team essentially is done, and so I think it's probably too late to send them anything.
Okay. Is there any mention of this issue in the stuff that's come out of the drafting team?
There are recommendations related to who is, but I don't think they got into this level of detail. So the detail on what goes into port 43 versus website, that stuff, I'm sure that it was much more high level.
Yeah. What I saw, this is Greg, what I saw in their draft reports didn't identify who is accessibility as one of the, at least not one of the higher priority items. I think the RAP identified a problem that they didn't discuss, maybe.
Yeah, I think that's right.
But the RAP thought it was a pretty important thing.
So, Greg, given the fact that the window of opportunity for that seems to have passed, would you then drop back into the, you know, essentially the view that everybody else had was that this is a medium difficulty PDP. Let's see, what was the, let me just check and make sure that I'm not misstating. For the most part call it an advisory group, which we need to work through because it turns out that was a red herring that I introduced into the process.
This is Greg. There still might be a couple of options. Maybe it's no longer an option to defer to send it over to the RIA drafting team, but one option could be we still highlight to the council that this is an important issue and it should still be part of the RIA discussions. In other words, we don't need that to go through the RIA drafting team because we found our own issue that bears on the contractual obligations. That's one option. You just say this should be part of those ongoing processes or whatever discussions they have. Another option would be some other route.
Marika and Margie, is there an ongoing process that's contemplated where what Greg just described could work, where we would basically pour this into the hopper of an ongoing RAA refinement process? Margie, go ahead.
I think it's possible. I mean, essentially what you're saying is you've added another recommendation to be considered in the, you know, in the scope of work that the council is going to look at from that report. So I guess you could do that. You'd probably want to rank it, high, medium, or low in terms of priority, because that's the kind of language that was used in the final, in the final report for the RAA drafting team.
And presumably we'd do that as a matter
of course. Whatever next steps would happen for those recommendations could also include this as one of the recommendations. I don't see that as being too unusual. But you'd have to get it to the council, by the time they evaluate the RAA report.
What's the timing on that?
They expect to finish their report in the next 2 weeks, so it's fairly quickly.
Because I think that we'll probably get done with this exercise within some number of weeks as well. Let's see. Oh, we've got other hands up. Faisal, go ahead.
Actually, I was just thinking that I'm fine with that if we can get it to them with enough time for them to consider it. Or I guess the alternative is to set up a separate drafting team to be able to consider it. I know we have that confusion with advisory, but it seems like the advisory group was maybe confused with maybe a drafting team.
It turns out advisory group should be thrown away. That's a bad idea by yours truly. And for the most part, I think advisory team is a surrogate for a real PDP.
Okay.
We could set up a drafting team, right? And to be able to see, I think the key is to determine whether or not there is if there's overlap on what's already ongoing. I don't think we should be trying to do any duplicative work. But to the extent there isn't, and it sounds like there might not be, I think that's something that has to be considered by that team.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think we're all kind of headed in the same direction. Margie, I'm going to sort of throw the ball back in your court. Do you think that it's feasible for us to, I mean, in a way we're sort of presuming that something would be possible. Could we find that out maybe this week and pick this up again next week after you've had a chance to sort of talk to whoever needs to be talked to find out how that might work?
Yeah, I could follow up. I could certainly talk to Chuck and the GNSO co-chairs to see whether they think that would be an appropriate way to handle this. So I'll send a response to the list.
Okay. That would be fantastic because I think the choices of pursuing this is really appealing. It takes what is otherwise going to be a pretty big, pretty intense effort, a PDP probably, and transmogrifies it into some low-hanging fruit that we could basically pass along the findings of the report to the process that is going to take up the RAA for inclusion in their discussions. Anybody wanting to get in? Barry, are you trying to get in?
Yes, thank you, Mikey. Just real quick, would it do any harm if we sent an email over to the chair of that working group just to get their 2 cents worth from their perspective as well in parallel to the to-do to get with Chuck?
Margie, you think that's a good plan? It sounds like a good one to me.
Do you want to send it, Mikey, or do you want me to send it?
Why don't you and I take an action to real quick put our heads together? You're so good at drafting those things, and I don't know anything much about what's gone on in the RAA. I'd hate to do it on my own because...
What I'll do is I'll draft something for you, and then you can send it to them, and I'll tell you where to send it.
Okay.
Okay.
Maybe Greg and I can send it together. And,
okay.
Yeah, okay.
Cool. So let's do that this week, and then we'll defer this one till we hear back on what's going on there. So I'm going to just do some note taking real quick here. If I can operate my own dang spreadsheet. Okay. Inquire of the RAA drafting team. Can this issue be incorporated to their recommendations? ? Pick up again next week. Okay. That was nicely done, Greg. I'm glad you picked up on that. I totally missed that. Okay. It's quarter of. Yeah, we're actually pushing along pretty well. Let's do row 6, which is the GNSO should request that the ICANN Compliance Department publish more data about who is accessibility on at least an annual basis. This data should include A, the number of registrars that show a pattern of unreasonable restriction of access to their port 43 WHOIS servers, and B, the results of an annual compliance audit of compliance with all contracted WHOIS access obligations. Let me just take a look at the details here. We were honing in on medium on that one.
Yeah, this is Greg. The complexity is related to what the council has to do. So this one is basically a letter to the compliance department asking that they do this. So that's why I had ranked it a low rather than a medium.
I think that makes sense. I put it as low as well. So we had a fair, everybody except Greg and Mikey thought this was medium. So I think Greg and Mikey stand awaiting to be convinced. Faisal, is your hand up from before, or is this new?
It's that one before.
Yeah, this is. So anybody want to try and convince Greg and me that this is anything but kind of a low-hanging fruit item? I'm not hearing an overwhelming thing there. So.
Wait, Mike, should you be convincing everyone else that it isn't low-hanging?
Okay, we can do that.
Well, we have another one, which is a letter to the compliance department, which is number 3, and we rank that one low.
Yeah.
They're basically doing the same thing. Again, this is a ranking of not how much work is involved for the compliance department, it's how much work is involved for the council.
I think where we may find some interesting, we all agree that this is an implementation thing. I don't know that we've had one of those before. Let me look backwards here.
Hi, Mikey, this is Barry. I just say, I think the reason why I ranked it as medium is how often does the community kind of, I'm using the wrong word here, but basically dictate what report should be created from the ICANN staff perspective. If it's been done several times in the past, then I can easily bump it down to low. But the reason why I chose medium is I wasn't really sure whether that kind of activity has really been done before.
That's a good question. Marika, Margie, you got any sense on this as to whether this is going to be a huge uphill fight that we have to blaze new trails through complex staff processes?
Or this is Marika. I think it's more an issue of resources in the compliance department, and you know, it might be requires them some time to make that as part of their overall plan, because they normally, you know, plan out the year with a number of issues they're going to address or reports they're going to publish. So I think it's more a question of their work calendar. But there have been issues in the past where, you know, we've made requests for certain data or information, or certain working groups have done so, and you know, so far they've always honored those. But again, I guess the you know, it will be difficult to commit them on, you know, providing that information in 1 month or 2 months. That will all depend on their schedule and resources.
Yeah, and what I was not, I wasn't really asking quite the same that question. What Barry is asking, and it's a good one, is have requests like this, is the process of making this request complicated or not? And the reason that he ranked it medium was because he wasn't sure whether making a request like this, not the implementation of it by compliance, but the process of actually asking whether that's been done a lot before and whether it's easy or hard. And Barry,
this is Rick. I don't think asking is difficult, because it's just forwarding the request to compliance, and normally that's then followed up internally by the responsible staff, and you know, we explain them what is needed and provide them, for example, with the relevant information from the registration abuse report that provides further background. So on itself, I don't think making the request is hard. It requires a motion by the council and an adoption of that.
Yeah. Well, that's sort of the way I felt about it. That's why I ranked it low. Barry, what's your reaction having heard all that?
No, that's good. I was just kind of curious in that regard. So I can be persuaded to low.
So you're okay with low?
Yes.
Okay. How about some of the other medium folks? Anybody still feeling like this needs to be a medium? Because these questions, like the one that Barry asked, are great, and it's very helpful to clarify where we're at. But if I don't see any hands pretty soon, I think I'm going to roll with low and kind of treat this across the board a lot the way we treated number 3. You know, low effort, low resources, an implementation thing, no dependencies, and send a letter. Faisal's okay with that. I'm not hearing any cries of outrage, so that's what we'll do. Cool. This is nice. I like this process a lot. Okay.
Just one point, though. I mean, it does. This is something that does affect. I'm just trying to. I mean, given that to it, it does affect registrars, right? So.
No. Actually, it's just a request that compliance publish more stuff.
Okay.
It's not actually going to require the registrars to do much that's different.
Okay. Well, then I'm good with low.
Okay. I think that's right. Isn't that right, Greg? I mean, we're not asking the registrars to jump through any hoops.
Yeah, we're just asking for what's the lay of the land out there.
Yeah,
because compliance actually hasn't published any information about this kind of thing in quite some time, and it's germane to a lot of people. So anyway, we got complexity. What's the scope, Mikey?
I'm pretty much treating it like, let's just see what we said about scope. We all said it was narrow except for you, Greg, who said it was medium, and Mary, who said broad if a PDP was initiated. But I think if we run down the tracks of sending a letter, that would dodge that bullet. So you get to persuade us why it might be medium, Greg. or not.
I don't know. I thought it was medium because accessibility. Who is it used by a lot of parties for a lot of different reasons? So I put medium.
And I guess the reason I'd lobby for narrow is because the people who actually have to do any work in this particular one is pretty narrowly defined. It's basically compliance. You know, it's not like PDP where we'd have to get a whole bunch of people to meet for a year and a half and work. And it's, even though there are a lot of people who use the data, the project to get to the data is pretty narrowly confined to the compliance gang.
Yes. The scope of people who have to do the work would be low.
Yeah.
The stakeholders or people who would have interest in the data might be medium, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's right. But I think in the scope discussion that we're having here, what we're really trying to do is define the scope of the initiative itself, not
sure. Let's go with low if that's the way we define it.
Okay. So then what we say, just to summarize, is that the complexity is low, the scope is narrow, the resources required for this initiative, not implementation by compliance necessarily, but for this initiative on the GNSO side is low. It's an implementation thing. There aren't any dependencies, and the next step is to send a letter. That's sort of where I plunked us on this one. So this is another low-hanging fruit one, I think. Okay, it's 4 minutes till the hour. I think probably this is a good spot to stop.
Mikey?
Yeah, go ahead, Barry.
I'm sorry. Just one other quick question relating to this topic, and I think Marika touched on it a little bit about whether with the request being received by ICANN is one thing. The next question is whether they do it or not. Just having been a member of the RAP group, and we put a lot of time and effort into this particular recommendation. What happens, and this is just strictly a hypothetical, but what happens if ICANN were to come back and say we don't have the resources to implement this or we don't think it's necessary? Does it just go by the wayside, or how would we manage it from that point forward? If
that's
even really worthy of asking us right now.
Well, I think it's a fine question. Marika, Margie, either of you want to give us a first try on the answer to that?
This is Marika. I mean, even if compliance would come back saying we don't have the resources, I mean, the accountants could say, okay, when do you have the resources? I doubt that they would just say, no, we won't do it and, you know, don't want to do it. If it's a question of resources, I guess a fair question would be, you know, when could you do it? And I guess there, you know, the council can, you know, exert pressure and saying, we think this is really important, and, you know, if there are any other issues you're doing for us, you know, maybe, you know, we put those on a lower level of priority so you can first do this. I mean, that might be an approach. But again, I think, you know, the relationship we've had so far with the compliance team on other requests that have been made from working groups is we've always received a response, sometimes saying, well, you know, we're not able to give you an answer this week or next week, but we aim to give you an answer by that date. So I think that's, you know, normally the way they work. And again, if, you know, they might come back and say, look, we can do this, but this really requires additional resources or budget, you know, hence, you know, maybe the council would like to make a request or, you know, in the budget process to allocate resources for such work, as, for example, has also been done for WHOIS studies. As I said, I don't know the exact nature of how many resources such a project requires, so I think it really depends on their feedback on that. But there are a number of options to pursue if an answer is negative, as we cannot do it immediately.
Yeah, this is great. Okay. I was going to say something similar, but I think it's one of those things that the council will have to cross that bridge when we get to it. I mean, this is a request coming through a formal community process. And, you know, if it's a resourcing question, then you've got a justification for making some resources available. And the community is wanting to understand what's going on out there, and this is a formal request. And if they don't have resources, then this is something maybe they can obtain resources for. So...
Okay, thank you for the clarification. Again, just the reason why I asked, and it really tied back to the, you know, the reason for the complexity is, you know, because I don't think we're asking just for a one-time report. This is going to be a new, I think I understood or the shape of the complaint is going to be a change to their business as usual, that this is going to be some kind of iterative or cycles or quarterly reports so that we get at the status. And that definitely would have an impact on their budget and resources, as opposed to just a one-time report where we stand today. So thank you.
Okay. Mikey, this is Greg. If I may take a moment.
Go ahead.
Here at the end of the call, I'd like to propose something. We're currently in the middle of October, and we'll have an ICANN meeting the first week in December, month and a half from now. My suggestion is that we set a goal for ourselves in this group to finish up the spreadsheet in two more meetings. Because what we have to do after that is we need to write a little letter to the council summarizing what this is all about and how to read the spreadsheet and get that to them. And I think that would be a good idea to do a month before Cartagena.
Yeah.
And also, this group was originally designated to have a pretty short lifetime anyway. So I'm wondering if we can agree to shoot for that goal. And if it turns out not to be realistic, you know, it's not going to be realistic. But I'd like to try to set a goal for ourselves. So put that out for discussion.
And I'll chime right in and say that I think that's sort of in the lines of what I was thinking as well. Let me just circle back to a question I posed to you a little earlier, Greg. Take a look at your response real quick while I blather on for a minute and see if you drew a line at some point in the pile and said basically all the stuff below this line, we don't really have to rank because we didn't have consensus from the group. And if I were to take a guess, I would say that it might be that we really only have to go through item number 9, which means we've only got 3 left. Those are the ones that we had unanimous consensus. Maybe item number 10, but then we would leave the 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 ones off of our recommendation because we didn't have agreement within the working group to do this as a way to sort of shorten this. So then what we could do is we could, if everybody else is all right with that approach, what we could do is spend next week's call doing the last four that we have to do. And then the week between that call and the next call would be when we redo our sequencing responses, because what we will have done is has moved a bunch of these into the sort of low-hanging fruit pile. You know, we'll have, hopefully at the end of the next call, what we would have is three piles. We'd have really easy ones, low-hanging fruit, that we could just basically say, dear council, go ahead and do these because they're easy. A pile of really hard ones and a pile of ones that are sort of in the middle. And maybe what we can do is then in that second call complete our rankings of the three piles to hit that two-week target.
Yeah. Or this is Greg, or another way is to just continue to go through the rows, but a lot of them require little to no discussion. Because the RAP said, basically, don't make a recommendation. We have no recommendation on this. We're leaving it. So,
right.
You know, next step is none.
Yeah.
And that's it. And we just move on to the more interesting stuff. And then we do our final ranking and say, we think you ought to do.
These are the ones you should look
X,
at.
X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Faisal. I'm confused. Are you saying that we shouldn't, you don't think, and maybe you're just throwing us off the discussion, but I mean that we shouldn't be discussing any recommendations where there was any opposition and that only unanimous recommendations are the ones that should be ranked? Everything else falls to the side? Because I would disagree with that. I think we should be looking at everything, kind of to what Greg is saying right now, which is basically we look at everything. And then the ones that don't have any that the RAP didn't suggest that there would be any recommendations moving forward, then those are the ones we don't discuss, but everything else gets discussed.
Yeah, I was sort of throwing this out as a way to speed things along, but you know we're sort of out of time, and since we're not entirely in agreement, I would withdraw that idea.
One point?
Yeah, go ahead, Marika.
This is Marika. I think maybe we're confusing two different things, because I think there are a number of recommendations where indeed the RAP working group basically said no need to do anything now because we don't see an issue. But if you look at the call for volunteers, it was specifically mentioned there as well that this drafting team should look at how to deal with those recommendations that did not achieve unanimous consensus. So... and I think there is an issue, and again, this is an issue that's also being discussed in some other working groups when you look at decision-making in the Genus of Council. How should the Council deal, indeed, with those recommendations that are not unanimous? Do they need further discussion? Should they just vote on them and see what kind of support there is in the Council where there's division? And there, I think they're looking as well for guidance to this group, how they would like to see the Council deal with those kind of recommendations.
Yeah, okay. So that... I think all of you are agreeing, even Greg is agreeing with that there's more nuance than what I was thinking. So let's just continue working our way through the rows and find the ones that are, like Greg said, easy to dispose of, where we said in the working group, in the RAP group, no action required, and then handle the interesting ones no matter what the level of consensus was in the working group. I stand corrected on that. Okay, that sounds like a plan to me. I don't think it's unreasonable to shoot for that, especially if we can really bear down on the matrix next week. We made awfully good progress today.
Mikey, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for leading the discussion. You know, it sounds like our agenda for next week is we continue through the rows.
Yeah,
Mikey, you're the holder of the master spreadsheet, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So I'll send a new version out right after the call. with the notes that I took from this call, capturing what we've written down so far, so you know where we're at. And we'll pick it up again from that revised version. Okay, I hear that golden silence that says everything's okie-dokie, and so with that, I think we'll wrap it up. Thanks for hanging in just a few minutes over the time of the call, and we'll see you next week, gang.
Thanks, Mikey.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks.
Saba?